The Elephant in the Dark. Long ago in the beautiful land of India, there was a little village called Pali. In Pali, life was slow and calm. There wasn't much excitement, but everyone was happy. The village children played and fished in the river every day when they finished their chores, and families gathered in the evening to eat dinner together. It was a nice place to live. One day, as Ahana and her brothers, Vignesh and Ava, were walking with their friends, Pooja, Shriya, and Farid, they noticed some older people gathering around a building. Some had apples and carrots, and some were carrying hay. "What is going on there?" asked Ava. "We should all go see," Pooja exclaimed. The kids ran over to see what was going on. The lights were all out, and they couldn't see inside. "What is happening here?" Ahana asked. "The elephant has arrived," said an old woman. "She is in there, but she's sleeping." "An elephant?" asked Vignesh. None of the kids had ever seen an elephant. "Yes," said a little old man. "Every now and then, the elephant comes to our village to rest. You may go in to see the elephant, but remember, she is sleeping, so be very quiet." The kids entered the room. It was so dark that they could only see their hands in front of their faces and little else. They felt around until they came across the elephant. Each one of them had their hands on a different part of the elephant. "It's huge," said Ava. "It is," Shriya agreed. Since each friend was near a different part of the elephant, they only saw a little of the elephant. "It's like it is some sort of water pipe creature," announced Farid. He was touching the elephant's trunk. "It's like a giant fan creature, always moving back and forth," said Pooja, who was stroking the elephant's ear. "It feels like a giant column," said Ahana, touching the elephant's leg. "I think it is more like a giant throne," said Ava, who was the tallest and could reach the elephant's back with the tips of his fingers. "This feels like a giant broom," Vignesh said. He was touching the elephant's tail. "I think it feels like a giant rounded sword made from porcelain." Shriya prided herself on being clever and proud of her description. Each child thought they were touching the entire elephant rather than just a part of it. After all, it was dark in the room and nobody could see anything. The kids were not seeing the whole elephant. As they talked about the mysterious elephant in the dark, they realized that each person had a different idea of how the elephant must look. The kids started to compare and argue about their versions of the elephant. "I know what I felt. It was a broom," Vignesh insisted. "And I know what I felt. It was a giant fan," Pooja said. "Well, I felt a water pipe thing," Farid added. The kids continued to argue like this until Ahana had an idea. "If we bring a candle in, we can all see what the elephant looks like together," Ahana suggested. "This is a great idea," Ava said. The other kids nodded their heads in agreement. They quickly found a candle and lit it. Then they walked back into the room where the elephant was. They carried the lit candle very carefully. The candlelight chased the darkness away in the room, and the kids saw the entire elephant for the first time. "She's magnificent," they all cheered at once. "We were all right. Look, she has tusks that are like swords," Shriya said. "She has a long nose, like a water pipe," exclaimed Farid. "And her tail is just like a broom," said Vignesh. "Her ears are like big floppy fans," whispered Pooja. As Shriya said, "We were all right. And wow, isn't that elephant so much more amazing than we thought?" Ahana said, smiling. The kids stood in the candlelit room, looking at the elephant. While each child had experienced one part of her, seeing the elephant as a whole was so much better.